From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Iranian counterpart as they continue to work out details of a nuclear agreement. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program are at a critical point Sunday. Officials report progress on two key areas in dispute, the pace of sanctions relief and the inspection of Iran's nuclear and military facilities. Officials in Vienna confirmed Saturday that a tentative agreement has been reached on the sanctions relief issue, but a senior U.S. administration official warned that ministers must still approve the deal. Experts are racing to resolve as many issues as possible before ministers from the six negotiating global powers return to Vienna beginning Sunday to finalize a comprehensive deal by a self-imposed July 7th deadline. Meanwhile, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, told reporters earlier that his organization stands ready to help implement any agreement reached.
Once an agreement is reached on the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the IAEA is ready to implement the nuclear-related elements when requested.
Amano said that he saw progress when he visited Iran on Thursday, but that more work needs to be done. His comments were seen as a positive development. Syrian troops, backed by Lebanese Hezbollah militia fighters, began a major offensive Saturday under the cover of intense airstrikes to retake a rebel-held mountain resort. Meanwhile, Islamic State militants released a video showing 25 men being executed in the ancient amphitheater in the Syrian city of Palmyra. This is VOA News. Tunisian President Baji Kaid Essebsi declared a 30-day state of emergency Saturday after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach resort last week. Mr. Essebsi said in a television address that the state of emergency is needed because of the exceptional situation which the country is going through after the latest terrorist attack and what he called persistent threats which place the country in a special type of war. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the June 26th attack carried out by a gunman identified as Saif Rezgi. 30 of the victims were British tourists. Others were from Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Portugal, and Russia. One day before a Greek referendum on whether the country should accept terms of a bailout, the Greek finance minister accused Athens' creditors of terrorism. Yanis Varoufakis told the Spanish El Mundo newspaper that what the creditors are doing with Greece, that is, has a name, terrorism. He said that what Brussels and the Troika want today is for the yes vote to win so they could humiliate the Greeks. Meanwhile, in Athens, Yale University political scientist Stathis Kalvas says a no vote victory could have drastic economic consequences.
If the no wins, then the Greek government is probably going to go to Brussels to negotiate, is going to probably face a refusal from its partners because of its tactics, which have destroyed any sense of trust.
Meanwhile, public opinion on the referendum in Greece remains almost equally divided. Across the United States Saturday, Americans are celebrating the 239th anniversary of their country's independence from Britain. Law enforcement officials are boosting security following warnings about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. U.S. President Barack Obama wished all Americans a happy 4th of July in his weekly media address.
We remember as well that this is the day when 239 years ago, our founding patriots declared our independence, proclaiming that all of us are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, including the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Hundreds of thousands of people are pouring into Washington for a concert and massive fireworks display on the National Mall Saturday night. And at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island, New York, Matt Stoney beat reigning champion Joey Chestnut by eating 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Defending champ Miki Sudo won the women's title. She ate 38 dogs and buns. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.